Does your computer sound like this? Well, imagine if it sounded like this.
Yay.
Welcome to the MIDI Music Adventure Show. I am Andrew, and currently joining me on Team Talk is Quinn himself.
Hi.
Greetings. So, Ben, thanks to your help, we now have the telephone call-in capability for the show.
They always told me I was going to grow up and do special and interesting things, so I guess I fulfilled part of that promise.
There you go. Awesome. All right, I'm bringing up the messengers now.
And I'm looking to see why your caller ID doesn't make any sense.
Oh, yeah, it calls me. It said when I went to the forwarding thing and I told it, I pressed the button to set it to me, it said it's now forwarded to Jose.
Oh, did it say that on Twitter?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't look. I was just on the you know, in the audio.
Oh, I'm wondering if that's caller ID or something else.
As long as people can call me.
it's so seldom that the listeners would actually get to hear me, of all people,
going
live on the air and fixing things.
Oh yeah, it's exciting.
So let's see. Your name is set properly in the system. I don't know where it's getting that from. Where did you see that?
When you first dial the extension for forwarding, it says it's currently forwarded to, and it says the name, and it said Jose.
That would be something Patrick needs to take care of.
Yeah, no big deal. I'm not worried about it. As long as people can call in, and the number is 1-866-558-TBRN, and the messengers are live. AIM, TBRN Live, MSN, live at TBRN.net. So send us messages, give us a call. Hopefully everything will still be working because I've not changed anything. And if you know the Team Talk, feel free to join us there as well. So if you've noticed the slight change to a familiar background themes, that would be Monkey Island music playing. As I said last week, we're going to finally do Tales of Monkey Island from every episode, from start to finish. That's the plan. We've done, like, the first episode, we've, like, started it a few times, but never really finished it. It was always kind of as, like, an extra thing. And yeah. So we're going to start it over again from scratch for the... The whole we're gonna finish this time. It was a really fun game. Having a sip of tea there. So, I guess right now I'm re-downloading episodes 1 and 2. Not that well, I don't even know if we'll get through episode 1 in one show here. But I gotta change the. Messenger, the MSN screen name. So let me do that.
Here we go.
Bless you. All right, it looks like we've got some messages. Oh, somebody made a mistake. I hear things overlapping.
I don't hear it.
In the background music.
Oh, weird. Oh, I see.
That's funny.
I don't see Twitter going crazy over this, so.
Alright.
You should have seen the I'm sure you saw the mention in IRC.
I don't know.
It's my it's the last message in the lobby.
Oh.
That's his department.
Ah, all right. That's cool. So, let's see. My catchphrase, apparently, as somebody pointed out. let's see, what else is going on? I sent a message to a certain gentleman who, until I get a message back, I will remain anonymous to see if he would like to call in as our very first telephone special guest. I doubt it's going to happen today. Maybe not even, you know, for a few weeks. I think he's away. But
Is it somebody I know?
Not directly.
Oh.
You may be aware of this gentleman. He owns a certain website that is pretty significant in the way of classic adventure games and MIDI. So. I had sent him a message, I guess,
I was trying to think if there was a way I could guess what site it was without possibly divulging any information, but I think I'll cease and desist.
Yeah, I had sent him a message before I was even ever going to start doing the show, because my whole idea, I always wanted to try and see if I can get, like, you know, people that I think are cool and fun in the adventure game MIDI world out there to call into my little program. So
okay, I think I have a way to guess what the website is without giving away any directly identifying information. Would it happen to be a certain website that's been around supposedly for at least 15 years?
Something like that.
Okay. I think we may be on the same page.
Yeah. Almost half of... Yeah, there's... So...
And if you go to said website, it'll have a article two links down about it being 15 years that the site was online. That one?
Something like that, possibly. So, yeah. Like I said, I had sent him a message before I ever... was going to even start a show to see if maybe he'd want to, like, you know, have a chat. Oh,
like,
look,
this.
The thing's starting all over. let's see. Let's click something to play here. How about... for some reason, there's this one song. Whenever I click on it to play it within the FL Studio, it, like, pauses for a split second. Like the mouse. Like, it gives me the circle spinning thinking thing.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know why. Must be, you know what it is? I think it's... What is the file? Oh, that's why. It's because it's a fairly long song, and that's the wave. That's so I guess it's just loading it. let's see. Where was I? I sent him a message, you know, seeing if he'd want to chat, you know, on the show about his website and recording stuff and some of his own original things that he's done.
Yeah.
And so he liked the idea, and then I kind of forgot, and because I had wanted to get some shows under my belt, you know, a few weeks of shows and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Before having them on, so I could kind of see, you know, where things were, or if anyone would even listen. And thankfully, there's a nice little group of enough people, as far as I'm concerned, listen to this, so I'll just keep doing it, you know. I don't care, I do it for fun anyway. So, let's see, we got a message from you.
Yes, that was something that didn't need to be in a public forum.
Gotcha. I think you were thinking of that, but got the wrong name.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so he was receptive of the idea, and, you know, I told him I'd get back to him, and now it's been, like, over a year now, and I just kind of forgot. So I sent him a message today, so I'm hoping he'll respond and let me know what's going on.
Random participation is always fun.
Yeah.
Especially when it's cool people.
Exactly. So, it looks like episode one of Tales of Monkey Island is finished downloading onto this system.
Are you grabbing this on Steam?
Yeah, I have it on Steam. I also have it direct from Telltale Games.
Oh, nifty.
But on this machine, I don't have it installed, episode one installed, so I just, you know, Steam is so easy.
Yeah.
So I just installed that version. So let me click the stop button.
There you go. Well, that was a good that you almost timed that out just perfectly.
I know. So here we go. Hopefully nothing breaks. And it's okay. Performing first time setup. Installing Microsoft DirectX for Windows.
Oh, you need some background music because now you're installing DirectX.
Yes, let's see. Here we go. Yeah. Maybe someday I'll get a, I probably should get like a digital fader thing that I can interface with FL Studio so that I can mute and fade things in and out. Without having to alt tab.
Manual external jog wheel.
Yeah. Actually, if I plugged in my Axiom keyboard into the audio machine, I could do that. Because it has sliders and buttons.
Doesn't that technically work with anything that has a slider or a button and that's direct input capable?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Most of those generally do. I know there's a lot of programs that, well, a few notable programs anyway that'll watch.
Yeah, I've always used it just as, you know, I use it through MIDI. So, all right, now we're at the menu. Let's go to the settings. Gameplay, audio settings. All right, so with click down the sound effects by 4 notches. And the music by 1 notch. Leave the audio at full, that usually works. Good for Telltale Games. Scrolling down, changing my screen resolution to 1920 by 1080. There we go. All right, so let me hit the new game button and we will begin Tales of Monkey Island. Ready to start a new game. Yes, I am. LucasArts logo.
How odd to see that thing on something that is not Star Wars related.
Yeah, isn't it nice? Now there's another parchment floating in the water. It's Telltale Games glowing. In green, glowing, and then fades away. It burned the Telltale Games logo onto the paper.
It would be so cool if at some point we could come up with a way for you to live stream the video.
Yeah.
My victory is at hand.
That would be cool.
Behold, the legendary 13th monkey of Montevideo. Whose sacrifice will eternally bind the oceans themselves to my infernal will. Arr, arr. Impressed yet?
Not half as much as I'll be when Guybrush guts your diseased carcass with his voodoo cutlass, you doddering sack of scum.
I wouldn't hold your breath waiting for any last-minute heroics, me dear. The last I saw of your mighty pirate husband, he was being torn apart by a school of my ravenous piranha poodles.
All right, LeChuck, put down the monkey and back away from my wife.
Yeah.
Guybrush!
Arr, Threepwood! You've led me a merry chase, but soon the dread mysteries of these Threepwood. Ancient simians will be mine, and the seas will run red with the blood of my enemies.
He's casting spells.
You fight like a...
No time to waste, Guybrush. Finish enchanting that sword before LeChuck completes his spell.
I'm on it. One LeChuck defeating cursed cutlass of Kafflu coming up.
Now, where did I leave those handy voodoo instructions?
They're pinned to your mast.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Clearly, I was mistaken about the levels here. The music is much louder than the voice.
It's still very audible. I mean, I see why you're... Well,
I meant even in the game voice, not you and I.
Yeah. I get you.
All right, I think that ought to do.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, the only thing I'm going to do here, I'm just alt-tabbing for a second here, and...
Purposes of the phone, you might want to consider that you might want the difference between the void.
Whoops, what happened? I lost you.
Sorry. I must have. I was leaning back, and I must have leaned back too far to have it pick me up. I was saying, for purposes of the phone system, you might want to try to leave a little bit less difference between the levels of your voice and the levels of the game. That way, the limited bandwidth of the phone.
You cut off again.
Oh, can you still hear me?
Yeah, you just cut off. I would lower the voice activation level or something. So, let's go.
Okay, what I was saying was, for the purposes of the phone system, keep the differences between your voice and the game levels a little bit lower than you would normally, because that way you can deal well with the low bandwidth of the phone
system.
Yeah,
well, I think the levels right now should be good.
Yeah.
So, all right, here we go. Now, let's see what happens when Guybrush starts talking.
Cease your infernal struggling, or I'll gut you from gob.
Well, that's LeChuck, not Guybrush, but... Let's see... To select an object, left-click it with the mouse. Try selecting the voodoo instructions on the mast. Click.
Come to Guybrush, you spooky voodoo recipe, you. Well, I had to sail 6 of the 7 major seas to find the ingredients, but I finally finished the cutlass.
I'm just almost. Looking at the Steam homepage. When did I miss the memo about Postal 3?
Icky's disease toast.
Are you didn't know about this?
No.
The number 2 thing on new releases on Steam's homepage is Postal 3.
That's
I kid you not.
Wow. So now, okay, we're looking at this recipe, the Cursed Cutlass of Kafflu, ingredients, and he's got like things crossed out. Number 1, steel, 37 ounces of bloodstained silver. 3, Midas diamond. 4, voodoo doll, all 4 of those are crossed off. 5, enchanted root beer bottle, asterisk, root beer must be fizzy. Directions.
Okay.
Combine the first 4 ingredients to create the cutlass. That's crossed off. Spray cutlass with enchanted root beer. Serves 1.
You'll be sorry when my sweet Hatuki gets his hands on you, LeChuck.
I think I still need to lower the game's music volume, though, because the game voice is still too quiet. Put that at half and put that down to 3 and leave the voice at maximum. That's like the best we're gonna get, I think. Actually, let's leave it there.
I can't believe they didn't play up the press on that a little bit more.
Brian is sending us a message. Do we remember Brian? How do we not remember Brian?
I hope this isn't the Brian I'm thinking of.
I don't know. Maybe I've just been caught in a lie. Let's see. Let's resume.
These ropes are starting to chafe.
Cease your infernal struggling, or I'll gut you from gob to gizzard.
Yes, is the answer to your... I am.
Thank you.
The darkness of Kafloo is the only thing that can stop Lechak.
Oh, I was wondering if you were saying... I was wondering if you were mispronouncing Cthulhu. I now see that you weren't.
Nope.
Have no heart, Lechak. Wait, there was...
Elaine, my beautiful butter...
What?
I said, Elaine, my beautiful butter...
My beautiful butter?
I was gonna say buttercup, but you keep cutting me off.
Oh, Guybrush. Oh. Now stop the chuckle, we're all dead.
Let's see. What's going on here? I can't find any root beer. Are you okay? Never mind.
I can't
What's
find any root beer.
The Chuck hijacked my ship and sailed to the Rock of Gelato to finish his terrifying voodoo ritual. It's
the
a
Rock
good
of
thing
Gelato?
We've got the Cutlass
yeah.
of Kaflu on our side,
oh,
or
boy.
We'd be done for.
The recipe says I'm supposed to soak the Cutlass in magical root beer, but I can't find any.
Have you looked in that creepy monkey coffin?
Right, because everyone keeps their magic root beer in a tiny monkey coffin.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. Finish the recipe.
Do you need anything?
I said I'm fine. Just finish the recipe.
Want me to get anything from the hold? I brought some pot stickers.
No! Finish the recipe!
Okay, then.
Why do you keep shouting at me?
Why do you keep shouting at me?
I'm not shouting! I'm projecting!
Oh.
Okay.
Can you please stop projecting at me?
Yeah. Let's see. Alright, let's go up these
Have
stairs here.
That creepy monkey coffin.
I'm going.
Ah, the legendary monkey casket of Kauai. I'll never forget the horrible hula of Hades I had to do to get this thing.
Is this thing sloshing?
Four words you don't want to hear when you pick up a coffin.
Let's see. Let's examine the monkey coffin.
I wonder how you open this thing. Aha! A seltzer bottle full of root beer. I haven't seen one of these since before I had a beard. Bet this stuff will work wonders on my cutlass.
All right. For anyone just tuning in, we are playing Tales of Monkey Island, and we are not going to not finish it this time. And we also now have phone capability.
That sounds like a heck of a commitment.
Yes, it is, because I've started it like three separate times, I think, and not finished it.
Oh, you're not kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Gasp.
Yeah. The other new feature, like I said, is we now have telephone capability, so feel free to call us if you know the number,
I feel marginally responsible for your telephone capability.
Yes. Thanks to your help, especially, we now have phone capability. We worked on this for like 4 hours. It was ridiculous. But that's a story for another time.
I still have all those disused notes on my iPad, too.
That's awesome. Let's see. All right, so I have also in our inventory, we have breath mints.
Fizzy Fizz breath mints. Give your mouth the gift of fizz.
So I'm going to combine the root beer with the breath mints, because they're Fizzy Fizz breath mints or something like that. All right.
Whoa, Fizz City.
There you go. This is my problem with the Tales of Monkey Island, is their levels are never good. It annoys me.
Yeah, it seems a little bit kludgy, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like every line, like it's like they didn't normalize their stuff. So it's like some scenes the audio, like, is the music's too loud and the voice is too quiet. Other scenes it's the opposite, or the sound effects. Because this was the first episode, so like once we get to the second episode,
they
keep getting better and better.
Yeah, they didn't quite know what they were doing yet.
Yeah, this was like basically their biggest budget kind of thing that they had done at the time. I mean, Monkey Island it was a pretty serious adventure game franchise.
Wait, Elaine thought I was an idiot for buying the auto navigation option, but who's the idiot now, huh?
That's funny. Oh, look, we can talk to LeChuck.
Look at him, all smug and oozing with voodoo. We'll see who's oozing after I finish my awesome voodoo spell.
Have you no heart, LeChuck?
Wait. I guess so.
What do I say? Of course he doesn't.
All right, I was responding to some messages.
You can do it, sweetie.
Use the cannon. I agree.
I'd fire the cannon, but Elaine jettisoned all my ammo after I accidentally sunk her mother's schooner.
Brian says that he's beaten the Tales of Monkey Island.
Oh, cool.
And I asked him if he enjoyed it, and he said yes.
Awesome.
Har, har.
What do you mean, har, har, har? Let's see. All right, let's try combining the cutlass with the fizzy root beer.
Booyah. I keep thinking of Oldsmobile whenever you say cutlass.
Arr. Yeah, prepare to meet your frosty carbonated maker.
Stop showboating and spray the sword, Guybrush.
Well, not showboating. I'm...
LeChuck used his voodoo to make the ships, the two ships crash together, and he dropped the root beer bottle and it's broke.
Again. Wonderful.
Okay, no problem. I just need to find a fresh supply of impossible-to-find voodoo root beer. I sure hope there's some on Elaine's ship, because mine's as dry as a bone. And not one of those wet bones. I'm talking a dry, dry bone.
Arr, arr, arr.
Let's talk to Elaine.
Elaine!
Let's see.
She sounds a little bit busy.
Yeah. Well, she's all tied up.
Oh, that'll do it to you.
Yeah. Let's see. Throw me the rope. I don't know what to do. Click.
I don't know what to do.
Neither do I. I think we're doomed.
Throw me the rope.
Elaine, you've got inordinately strong thighs. See if you can swing me that rope.
It's not long enough. But I've got a better idea.
She's doing something. She grabbed some sort of rope and drops a mast or something, and now Guybrush is climbing across to the other ship.
How'd you do that?
You don't spend several years at the side of Guybrush Threepwood, mighty pirate, without picking up a few tricks, darling.
Oh, my no.
Ship. My booty!
The ship's floating
my
away.
My collection of autographed sextants.
We'll buy you some more sextants later. Just stop, LeChuck.
Ah, Threepwood. So good of you to join us. Saves me the trouble of having to sink your ship. Yes. Yes!
Okay, let's see. Let's talk to Elaine some more.
Elaine!
Guybrush?
Now that we're reunited, what should we do?
First... You should look for a way to replace that root beer you dropped.
Somebody's got their priorities out of whack.
Nothing can stop me now.
Chuck the plant.
Those roots could really use a trim.
Well, no, it's that's its name.
Oh, I thought you were. I thought it was an action that you could perform. Chuck the plant.
Yeah. I'm gonna use the sword on it, though.
Let's see if we can cut back some of those unruly roots.
Oh,
there, much neater.
Aw.
Now I've cut off one of its roots.
Won't someone please think of the monkeys?
Hang in there, guys. We'll get you out as soon as I put an end to LeChuck.
Yeah. Gunpowder.
I wondered where all my gunpowder went after the mother-in-law incident.
Oh. Whoa.
A barrel of grog.
It's Elaine's barrel of light grog. It's like real grog, only without the taste, calories, or debilitating blackouts.
Okay, then.
Let's add some Chuck roots to the grog.
Let's see if these roots add anything to this horrible not grog.
Ugh. This root grog is bland, joyless, and jejune. It's also flat.
How about some fizzy fizz breath mints?
There you go.
Now that's some fizzy root grog. I bet it still tastes like monkey snot, though.
All right. Let's dump... Well, actually, first... Whoops, wrong button. This is one of the other things. I always press escape, like, when I want to close the inventory screen, but all that does is go back to the main menu.
Oh. Oh, that's no good.
Yeah, and it wastes, like, three of my seconds of time.
LeChuck.
What?
What's with all the monkeys? Are you trying to learn the secret of Monkey Island again?
Nay, now I be after much darker secrets. Secrets buried deep within the entrails of the monkeys of Montevideo.
Monkey entrails, of course. How silly of me. What kind of secrets do these monkeys hold?
Dark secrets. Powerful secrets. Secrets that will make me a demon pirate king.
Har?
You know, it's nice to see that your repeated deaths and dismemberments haven't dampened your enthusiasm.
Let's see.
Would you mind releasing my wife? She gets a little cranky when she's tied up for more than an hour or so.
Yes.
Your wife? Nay, Elaine is destined to be my bride.
Destiny,
we don't think so.
Elaine's my wife, and she's not marrying you.
Ye be starting to get on me nerves, Geekwood. Elaine?
Oh, for pity's sake, just run him through with the cutlass so we can all go home.
As you wish, my love.
I'm pretty sure she was talking to me.
Oh.
Oh, here we go. Check the ring, LeChuck.
Listen, see this ring? It means that Elaine and I are married. Hitched, cohabitating, eternally betrothed, till death do us part. Got it?
Till death do you part, eh?
I was going to say.
Do something about that.
Something about that.
He cast some magic spell and knocked him out of into the mast. All right, I've had about enough of his evilness. I'm gonna put an end to this guy by sticking the cursed cutlass of Kaflu into the barrel of enchanted root grog.
The last time.
Okay, you barrel of disgusting low-cal goo, make yourself useful.
Booyah, LeChuck! Check out Guybrush Threepwood's glowing sword of hot monkey vengeance.
Booyah! Look out, LeChuck! Here comes Guybrush Threepwood's glowing sword of hot monkey vengeance.
Close. Here we go.
Yes!
Use the voodoo.
For the last time, LeChuck. I'm just...
Use the sword.
Chuck!
Do you mind? I'd be in the middle of an unholy ceremony here.
Unholy this!
Unholy this?
Yeah, I know, but he didn't give me much to work with. Hey!
Har! You can't defeat me that easily, sheep good. Wait, what's happening?
Is that how the cutlass is supposed to work?
I don't know, it's so... Right. What the heck?
Woof.
I'm human.
That's debatable.
Guybrush, quick!
Hello there.
Finish him off!
What? Greetings.
Oh, right. This is for the monkeys, LeChuck.
How's things?
What are you doing? Finish him!
It's not me, it's my hand. It won't...
Guybrush's hand is like...
Uh-oh.
Cursed.
Oh.
It's all green and diseased-looking.
Guybrush?
Diseased.
One of the monkeys just face-palmed.
Aww.
Tales of Monkey Island.
This is the start like it was last time, was it?
I guess so.
Okay, guys, I'll be sitting here. I won't necessarily be participating much, but I will.
No worries.
Yeah. I was just making sure you weren't alone.
I appreciate
that.
I'm
on my
We do appreciate that, yes.
It's 26 degrees here and it's very hot, and I'm sitting here with the with my wireless on outside, and I'm...
You know what's really funny is the difference in temperature. It's about 26 degrees Fahrenheit right here right now.
Yeah. So Guybrush is unconscious, floating around the ocean. And if you could key up or something.
Oh, is that me doing that?
It's somebody. There we go. I heard like double echoes. All right.
Yeah, me too.
Looks like Guybrush is passed out.
If you shouldn't hear too much, but you will get a lot from the wind because I've got to keep these doors open.
Ahoy there, me
hearty.
Well,
then just use push to talk or something.
What?
That's what I'm using.
We'll have you up and sucking back a grog and...
Whoa, he just punched that guy in the face.
My beautiful pirate note. I'll get you for this, you craven-billed rat.
Sorry, I don't know what got into me. Oh, this can't be good.
You know, you really should have that look, that kid.
Huh?
The name's Nippikin. Davy Nippikin. Senior reporter, Keel Hauler Gazette. Welcome to Flotsam Island. Mind if I ask you a few questions?
Actually, yeah.
Great. What's your name, where'd you come from, and how'd you get here?
I'm Guybrush Threepwood, Mighty Pirate.
I'm Guybrush Threepwood, Mighty Pirate, and...
Pirate, eh? Well, I believe it when I see it, kid. Still, it'd be nice to have a real genuine pirate buckling his swash around Flotsam Island again. Why, I haven't had an honest-to-goodness pirate story to write about in over 6 months. Yes, sorry, Bob. Nothing like the promise of a good pirate story to get the old journalistic juices flowing again, says I. Say, just listen to me prattling on while you stand there all wet and confused and whatnot. So, what's your story, Creepwood?
Let's see.
Creepwood.
Yeah. I need a ship so I can get back to Elaine. I need to find a ship so I can get back to LeChuck. I need a ship so I can get back to those monkeys.
This island looks
I like the monkey.
Where can I find a ship?
That's what I
clicked. I really need to get back to the Rock of Gelato and find my wife.
Oh.
Well, there's only one ship here on Flotsam Island, but it won't do you any good.
Why not?
It's the winds, Threepwand. The winds. Here on Flotsam Island, the
keeps
winds are always blowing inward 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. It's a freak of nature, a fluke, a curse. Whatever you want to call it, the result is the same. Once you've landed on Flotsam Island, you're trapped.
Are you seriously telling me there's no way off this island?
Well, not by ship, anyway. The only person who I think might know a way off the island is Deep Gut.
Deep Gut? What's a Deep Gut?
Deep Gut's my secret source for off-island news stories. And it's a good thing, too. Without the Gut's uncanny inter-island scoops, the Keel Hauler Gazette would never be able to compete with those snooty prima donnas over at the Flotsam Times.
Off-island news? Hey, then he might know something about Elaine. Where can I find this Deep Gut?
Hold on a second, pirate boy. Davy J. Nippikin doesn't go handing over his secret sources to every Tom, Dick, and Guybrush that washes ashore.
But I can pay you with treasure from my ship, which is probably at the bottom of the ocean by now.
Aww.
Look, kid, you seem like a nice enough pirate, so I'll make you a deal.
A deal?
Yeah. Off-island news is nice and all, but the fair citizens of Flotsam are getting tired of stories about faraway lands they'll never see again. Not to mention that I hate being beholden to this Deep Gut person.
So?
So I need some nice, meaty, local pirate news.
I love making pirate news.
That's the spirit, kid! You can translate that moxie into news-making pirate mayhem, and I'll hand you Deep Gut on a silver platter!
Yeah, this'll be a
that
snack.
Sounds,
a
that
snack.
Sounds not appetizing.
A snack. Ow!
That's a Deep Gut on a, Deep Gut on a silver platter.
Yeah. He was just trying to snap his fingers, but his diseased hand, and it wasn't working. Then his hand punched him.
Oh, wonderful!
Now, if you hear weird popping issues, I'm on my wireless at medium frequency here too. So yeah. What can you do about the heat?
Hey.
Let's see. So I'm just walking across town.
Any news?
Nope. Let's see. What is this? Club 41.
Club 41. I wonder what the 41 stands for. Attention. Club 41, Flotsam Island's most prestigious pirate organization, is no longer accepting new applications for membership. Thank you for your continued interest, and please go away.
Okay, then.
It'd be interesting if they named it Club 42.
Flotsam Island endures 1,138 straight day of unwelcome winds.
What is this vat?
Printer's Ink, the lifeblood of the newspaper industry, lovingly harvested from squid udders.
Squid udders?
Ooh, yuck.
Jail carvings.
Whoever built this jail really wanted to put the burr in Brig. Those eye carvings are...
Yeah.
Fancy building.
From the jails, the flag, and the general air of perverted justice, I can only guess that this must be the Flotsam Island Courthouse.
Yep. Sorry.
Hear ye, hear ye. Owing to the unprecedented downturn in criminal activity on Flotsam Island, I've locked up the courthouse and taken a long-delayed 3-month sabbatical. Please don't break any laws until I return, or else. Sincerely, Judge Grindstump.
Grindstone?
Grindstump. Hey, there's a flyer.
Pirates plundering your palace? Buccaneers bashing your balustrades? Swashbucklers slicing your stomachs? Then you need Morgan Le Fay, pirate hunter par excellence. Great, a pirate hunter. I need that like I need a fourth nipple.
What?
A fourth nipple? No, that's crazy.
Let's see, what's the glass blower sign?
Well, blow me down, glassworks.
Blow me down, glassworks?
Yeah.
Alphabet sale.
That sounds crazy.
3 vowels while supplies last.
Oh, God.
Let's see. All right. Let's see, what's this place? Oh, there's a sign. Let's go up there.
The doctor is busy.
Hmm. Flower pot. Mm. Looks like a nose.
Hmm, flowers.
Ah.
What a crummy sconce. I'd better pick this up before someone notices, trips over it.
He's stealing stuff.
Of course. Swordfish.
Of course, he's the pirate.
I'm not sure whether this is late Rococo or early creepy.
Now, if you hear things echoing, I have to I'm fiddling with my settings because somehow they got munched somewhere.
Hmm.
Bonjour.
Oh, my nose!
Sounds like he's busy.
Right. He's looking for a malpractice suit.
Yeah.
Now my volumes are set
holy
properly.
Holy screaming starfish!
Thank God.
I think I've just found my ride off this stinking island.
Not so fast, my well-coiffed friend.
Who?
Reginald Van Winslow, captain of the Screaming Narwhal. And you are?
Guybrush Threepwood, mighty pirate.
Oh, really? What can I do for you, Mr. Mighty Pirate?
Prepare to be boarded. This is a seriously weird-looking ship. How'd you end up on Flotsam? See ya. Prepare to be boarded.
Heave to and prepare strike to your colors. I've come
that.
To seize your ship.
You have? Jolly good. No one's been man enough to take the Screaming Narwhal for over 2 years.
Huh. He's got a really good attitude for someone who's about to lose his ship. Why are you so happy about me seizing your ship?
I love a good challenge. Girds the mind and sharpens the loins, don't you know?
Huh?
Sharpens
nice
the loins.
Ship. Were you drunk when you built it?
Good one, boyo. But I didn't build the Screaming Narwhal. It was assembled by a committee of concerned flotsam citizens.
Were they drunk?
No, but they had to use whatever floated ashore. Hence, the aforementioned constructed by Sotsnook.
Well, if you didn't build the narwhal, why are you the captain?
By tradition, whoever knocks the captain of the Screaming Narwhal off the deck gets to be the captain until he's knocked off by the next guy.
So all I have to do is knock him off, huh? How'd you end up on Flotsam?
Same as everyone else here, lad. The winds! I was chasing some brigand that had stolen my hard-earned booty when all of the sudden Flotsam's capricious winds picked up my ship, shredded it to bits, and plunked me down here on her bounteous shores.
Be seeing you.
I look forward to it.
Okay. So, I guess we can try to board the ship. Let's walk up the plank.
Prepare to be boarded, then, Winslow.
Bacon grease, boyo. Slickest stuff in the seven seas.
Oh, crud. This jacket was an anniversary present. Now it's all covered with bacon grease. Man, is Elaine going to be PO'd?
And are you hearing any bad noises now? Really?
It's only when you're keyed up. Let's try climbing the anchor chain.
Well, oh, I put dang. On echo cancellation now, so it should be a bit
better. Doesn't affect stereo channels.
Oh.
And now the dock is smoldering. Perfect.
We tried to climb the chain, and he threw hot coals at us, and now the bacon grease is on fire.
Oh god, that's bad.
Well, we'll see. Alright, so that didn't work. What the heck? It's a clothesline. Climbing the clothesline from the dock to the ship.
Uh-oh. Hey!
Alright, he just moves it. What the heck? Frilly pink underwear.
Sheer, sexy, and playful, with plenty of support for the active pirate.
Okay.
Hey, there's something in this sock. Club 41, probationary member number 37, Reginald Van Winslow. This should come in handy.
Okay.
I never ever do a thing about the weather, because the weather never ever does a thing for me. Alphabet sail!
Crimp digit?
Ahoy there, scruffy artisan. I'm Guybrush Threepwood, mighty pirate.
Ahoy yourself. I be Gaffer Crimp Digit, pirate glassblower.
How'd a crusty pirate like yourself wind up making little glass unicorns?
Listen, matey. Glassblowing's every bit as dangerous as sailing the Spanish Main. One false move with your glass jack near the glory hole, and you can kiss your eyebrows goodbye.
I can? I'm not sure that's biologically possible. So, unicorns, huh?
Aye, graceful, delicate creatures they are. Though, to be honest, they aren't selling so well to the pirate community at large. For my next project, maybe I'll be making something that really speaks to them. Assuming I can ever sell these blasted, horny buggers.
What's this alphabet
as
many sale
about? References as possible.
It's the latest thing. I make unbreakable tubes in the shapes of letters, which can be used to create festive, illuminated
right
business
yeah,
signs,
righty.
Novelty mementos, or lamps.
Kitschy.
Aye, very camp. Consonants cost 48 pieces of 8, but today I'm giving away one free vowel per customer. Would you like a vowel?
A vowel.
I think I'd like one of those free vowel tubes.
You'd like to buy a vowel, eh? Here you go.
A U? What about A, E, I, O, or even Y?
All sold out. All we got is YouTubes these days.
YouTubes? Yeah.
Thanks for chatting, but I got a wife and arch nemesis to return to.
Aye, who doesn't?
All right, let's, I guess let's go this way.
Let's try to include as many references to things, YouTube, really.
Carvings of mermaids. Or are they mermen?
All right, let's head into the jungle.
I just wish to inform you all that there is apparently officially a good coverage of snow outside my house right now.
Oh, man. There is a pirate here playing with dolls. Pink dolls. Let's have a chat.
Hi.
Oh, boy.
Ah, who are you? I'm Guybrush Threepwood, mighty pirate. And you are?
Joaquin Jacinto de Mera Alfonso de Oro, treasure hunter extraordinaire.
What were you doing down there?
Nothing.
It looked like you were playing with dolls.
Dolls.
They're not dolls. They're polyarticulated porcelain-powered pirates.
What in the name of Davy Jones's closet organizer are porcelain power pirates?
They're the rarest and coolest action figures ever. I've been tracking them with the porcelain power pirate treasure maps hidden in special boxes of porcelain power pirate pear flavored breakfast cereal. I've spent years tracking them down. And I've almost got the full set.
Pirates with...
Porcelain power pirates.
Pirates?
And PP pirates.
Cereal? Oh, God. And Davy Jones having a locker organizer? I guess he needs one, but still.
Closet organizer.
Oh, yeah. My God. We'll see. I'll ask him how many he needs left.
Do you have left?
The only power pirate I have not found is the ultra-rare, impossible-to-find Dark Ninja Dave with killer karate katana. I thought I might find it here on Flotsam Island, but I got scammed.
Scammed?
Jace, some guy in a plaid jacket with waving arms sold me a Ninja Dave map, but he just keeps sending me in circles.
That sounds like Stan. Let's see. What makes Dark Ninja Dave so rare? What's that?
Stan the Spinder.
Yeah, Smilin' Stan.
What makes Dark Ninja Dave so rare?
Because a bunch of pirate parents had him banned on account of his pointy killer karate katana accessory. They said it was a choking hazard. Wimps.
Let's see.
Mind if I take a look at that map?
Take it. It's useless.
I'll let you know if I find anything. You're sure this Dark Ninja Dave is a valuable treasure, right?
Oh, it's the stuff that dreams are made of.
Really?
Porcelain dreams.
Wow.
Oh.
Oh God, this guy's insane.
What's that big pink pile of dolls?
Action figurines.
Okay, what's that big pink pile of action figurines over there
figurines.
All about?
Those are my extra pink pajama pierres, the lamest and least valuable of the porcelain power pirates. I loathe pink pajama pierre with the white-hot intensity of a million exploding cannonballs.
Wow. Your name is Doro.
It appears
Can I call you Doro the Explorer?
It would appear that somebody dropped him on his head as a child.
Yeah. Guybrush just asked if he can call him Doro the Explorer.
I saw that, yeah.
And then his green hand punched him.
No.
Can I call you Doro the Explorer?
No.
No.
Oh, here you go. Look, it's Dark Ninja Dave!
Look, it's a Ninja Dave figure with throwing star action!
Where?
I'm about to steal a pink pajama Pierre.
It's only a little porcelain. Just close your eyes and be in your happy place.
He hates porcelain.
Ew.
I didn't see anything.
Sorry, must have been a leaf.
He's playing with his dolls again.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Let's look at this map.
That jungle sure is noisy.
Right. Thank you, Guybrush, for reminding me what to do.
Oh.
Alright, so we gotta find... Basically, I'm looking at this map that leads to Dark Ninja Dave. Porcelain Power Pirates Pear... PF... Flavored. PFLAVORED cereal. Wonderful. That's like a logo in the middle of the map. Oh my god. Pear flavored cereal. That's funny. So there's a... The first... basically it's like... I can see it's like just a linear sequence that goes... leads to an X. And the first... icon I see here is looks like some kind of a well or something, and it shows a hand holding the map over the well, and then the next picture is looks like a boar, like a wild boar or something, then yeah. Monkey, then a bee. So boar, monkey, bees, and I guess what's gonna happen is when I walk to certain areas on the screen, you'll hear those animals, and that's how you know you're going the right way. And I pressed escape again to try to close the inventory by accident. So let's go this way. All right, I found an altar. That doesn't help, but let's look at it.
I wonder what sort of hideous sacrificial rites were performed on this ancient altar. Tastes like chicken.
Let's see. Okay. It led me back to the entrance. Okay, now I'm back at the altar. Now, where the heck am I? Question mark. What is this?
Curious.
Alright, there's... Obviously, we can't go this way. Basically, I have to kind of wander around till I find this well, I guess. Let's try going this way.
Curious.
I found another strange... I don't know. It's like a... Okay, there's a clamshell.
That oyster
thing.
Shell looks so empty without a pearl.
And then there's some sort of... Just... I don't know what it is, but it's looks like a man-made stone something. I guess it's not important right now. Pile of bombs.
Ooh. Yoink. Smiling Stan's Young Miss Mini Bombs. All the punch of larger mini bombs packed into a smaller package for petite pirate hands. You know, I better just take all of them.
There we go. All right. We've got mini bombs now. I'm sure that'll come in handy. What is this? Creepy shack.
Something about that shack shivers me timbers.
Huh.
That line sounded kind of forced.
Let's go to the door.
What's the word?
I'm selling these fine leather jackets.
Oh. I'll try again.
What's the word?
Heel hauler.
So much for that. What's over here? Hey, what's this on the ground? Calendar?
According to this, it's Sunday, the 12th of Manatee.
Hey, I found the well. Wishing well.
I wish I were the mightiest pirate ever.
Ah, I'll be right back.
He's LeChuck.
Arr, no!
Oh, okay, now he's back. I know, let's put a bomb in the well.
That could pollute the flotsam water supply. And not in a good and or funny way.
Oh. Oh, Okay. How about Doro's map? The whole ground shook when I did that. Now, let's see. If I examine this thing again, because my memory is so bad. All right. Wild boar, monkey, then bees. And I pressed escape again. Close inventory. Okay.
I wish I were the mightiest pirate ever.
Oh, I didn't want to do that. We already seen this, damn it.
Arr, no!
Yikes.
Aha! That sounds like pigs.
So far, so good.
I'm now back.
Alright.
You guys hear me okay from over here?
Yep. Okay, let's go up this way. There's bees, alright. What comes after bees?
That jungle sure is noisy.
Monkey, boar, bee. There we go.
This looks promising.
Oh, I screwed up.
Oops.
Ah.
So far, so good.
We got teleported back to the well. All right. I am going to examine this map and write this sequence down on the other computer screen. Alright, so let's see. We got pig, monkey, bees, monkey, pig, bees, birds, then X. Okay. Let's do this again. Alright, so... pigs. Monkeys.
This looks promising.
Bees.
So far, so good.
Monkey. There we go. Pigs.
This looks promising.
Okay. The bees. Birds. Where are the birds? There we go. Hey! There's a hole in the ground!
Oh, dang. Looks like someone already dug up this treasure.
Hmm. Well, that was helpful. Ah! The island map screen! So now we can go directly to the buried treasure in the future, that's helpful. And the creepy shack that we found. But for now, let's head back to... the dock.
Shortcut.
All right, we're back at the beach. We got a spam message. Let's, I know, we got this Club 41 membership card. Let's use that on the club door. This is bound to be humorous.
Card?
Card? Oh, yes, my membership card. Here you go.
Very good, Captain Van Winslow. Here's your blindfold.
Blindfold?
Come now, sir. You know the rules. All probationary Club 41 members must wear blindfolds inside the club.
Right. How silly of me.
Very good, sir. Find the step.
I've heard you make a mean grogatini.
Look out! Mean nachos!
I'm so sorry.
Oh.
Sorry. Ow!
Get him!
Ow!
Oof! Look out for his hand!
Just took the hand off, you cracker croaker!
Some Cody got thrown out the door.
Me leg.
A cracker croaker.
What a fight! That was spectacular, Driftwood! Best pirate brouhaha I've seen in months!
I don't know what got into me. It was like my hand was possessed or something.
Possessed, you say? Sounds like there may be a follow-up story there. Keep feeding me these boffo pirate stories, Threepwood. I'll be handing over the secrets of Deep Cut before you know it.
All right. Well, that was good, I guess. Ah, broken grogatini glass. That could be useful.
What the? You put one of those miniature swords with an olive in my grogatini. I hate those things.
I have a
grogatini?
Yep. Now, I'm going to combine the grogatini sword with... what the heck was this guy's name?
It's Pink Pajama Pierre, one of Doro's porcelain power pirate action figures.
Oh, thanks, Guybrush.
Hey, what do you know? That little teeny sword fits right into Pierre's little teeny hand. It still doesn't look very fearsome, though.
Now, let's use action figure with sword with vat of black dye by the Keelhauler Gazette.
Arr, Pink Pajama Pierre, you foiled me plans for the last time. Prepare to meet your maker in the ebon depths of the inky sea.
Sacre bleu, is this the end of Pink Pajama Pierre?
I guess it's true. Black really is slimming.
Now, we have a ninja action figure.
Nothing like a quick paint job and a dangerously pointy accessory to turn a sad, unwanted doll into an exciting ninja assassin.
Seriously. All right, let's head back to that, the buried treasure area and plant our not real buried treasure and make some news. Guybrush is running over there.
Oh, dang.
Oh, we already heard that. All right, let's put ninja action figure in X marks the spot.
Dark Ninja Dave with Killer Katana Cutlass waits stealthily for famed out-of-shape pirate hunter Joaquin D'Oro to find him. I hope no one notices that I've re-gifted this buried treasure spot.
Now let's head back to that Doro guy. There he is.
Hello again.
Stop doing that.
Let's see. Good news, your map isn't a ripoff.
Great news, Doro. I think your map isn't a ripoff after all.
It isn't? But I never found anything with it.
You must have been reading it wrong. Here, follow me.
And X marks the spot.
See? I told
By
you.
By the way, I am still around. I'm just working across the room.
That's okay. So, it is now like 8:20. As usual, if anybody has word... Actually, I see there's Randy. I'm going to send him a message. See if he responds. But, like I said, let's unpause, and let's see if Randy is going to respond and tell us if he's doing a show or not tonight. He's typing something. This is exciting. Yeah. I was hoping somebody would call us on the phone, but that's okay. Maybe next week.
Are you going away soon?
Well, if he's doing a show, we'll be going away in 40 minutes.
Okay.
He says he's gonna try. Let's unpause and let this scene continue now. So, Doro has just found his ex.
Better start digging.
Guybrush has given him a shovel, but he's just using his hands anyway.
Madre de Dios! Dark Ninja Dave! With Killer Karate Katana!
Oh my god.
Dark Ninja Dave!
He's doing a weird dance.
Dark Ninja Dave!
And so is Guybrush.
Finally, the full set of porcelain power pirates is mine! All mine! Ow! I got dirt in my eye. Do my ears deceive me, or did that portly pirate just dig up a buried treasure?
He sure did, with a little help from Guybrush Threepwood, Mighty Pirate.
Well, that's fantastic! We haven't had a good buried treasure story in weeks! I'd better catch up with that wheezy primary before he has a coronary, or worse, starts talking to those boobs from the Times. Snappy pirating, Threepwood. Keep this up, and the secrets of Deep Gut will be all yours.
Hmm. All right. Well, I guess that takes care of that, so... So let's head back to the beach. That's not the TBRN phone. Alright, so let's see. What is our current goal now? We need to do what? Oh, damn this escape key. It always tricks me. Let's talk to this guy, because I forgot what else we need to try to do here.
Hey, Davey. Call me Nippakin, kid. Everyone else does.
I'd rather not.
Let's see. I don't know what kind of pirate news to make.
What sorts of swashbuckling do you go in for around these parts?
Oh, we used to love all sorts of piracy here on Flotsam. Barely a day would go by without a good bar fight, ship seizing, a buried treasure cropping up. Now it seems like all anyone wants to do is hang around and wait for the winds to change.
Well, leave it to me and your sleepy little hamlet will be bubbling over with buccaneering boisterousness before you know it.
Okay, that kind of was not helpful.
I've still got some questions about those acts of piracy.
Fire away, kid. I'm a font of information. What do you want to know?
All right, we gotta get the ship.
I'm drawing a blank.
I hate it when that happens.
Bye.
Keep up the pirating, kid. I'm rooting
for
you.
I remember what to do now, I think. Let's go this way. Bless you.
Three vowels! Get him while they're vowels!
All right. Let's see. Well, now that I have these bombs, I am going to place a mini bomb stealthily into the frilly pink underwear, and then I am going to try to climb the clothesline, and Vans Winslow is going to make the clothesline go the other way, bringing the bomb right to his face.
That's a good idea.
See? It's a good idea.
First.
What?
Tiger going to show out of nowhere.
Oh, yes. I need to light the bomb on fire first.
Winds crashed you.
Luckily, luckily, there's this grease fire on the deck.
I don't think those embers are going out anytime soon.
The deck's just on fire forever because of the bacon grease.
Okay, now what?
Let's get moving. Let's get moving. I'm stuck! Damn this navigation system. Lit bomb. Click.
It's a good thing Winslow's undies have so much crotchal support.
Oh my god. Climb the clothesline. Winslow.
No, don't, please.
You'll have to be a lot sneakier than that if you want to knock me off, lad.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
What? Clever boy.
Ha ha!
Well played, Master Threepwood.
He's just standing right next to him.
Captain Threepwood.
Guybrush flinched.
Captain?
Aye, now that you've bounced me off the screaming narwhal, you're officially its captain. Until someone else comes along and knocks you off.
Sweet.
Aye, bloody well sweet it is. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have some massive internal hemorrhaging to attend to. Congratulations!
I just got a tip there's some kind of wanton piracy going on around here.
Not just any wanton piracy. A genuine ship seizure committed by none other than Captain Guybrush Threepwood, mighty pirate. Guybrush is one word.
Wonderful! I could probably get a week's worth of stories out of this. You know, Threepwood, you've got spunk. Pirate spunk.
Ew.
Now why don't you take a walk with me back to the keel hauler? Tell me a little bit more about yourself.
Well, it all started back on Melee Island. And that's how I wound up here on Flotsam Island.
Well, I don't know how you did it, Seepwood. But thanks to you, I've got enough sorted swashbuckling stories to keep the Flotsam Keel Hauler Gazette afloat for months. That'll show those bozos over at the Times.
Yeah, that's, great. Now, about Deep Gut.
My pleasure, Threepwood. Sit tight while I make you a copy.
Copy?
Tammy, give me a copy of the Deep Gut file. Pronto. Right away, Mr. Nipperkin. Here you go, kid. Everything you need to know to contact Deep Gut. Don't let anyone know I gave this to you, okay? My editor will put me on deep cover in the obituary beat. Catch my drift?
Not really, but...
Great! Now, if you'll excuse me, Ace reporter Davey Nipperkin's got some headlines to grab.
Finally! Now I can ask this Deep Gut person how to get off this island and back to Elaine. Seems simple enough.
Okay. Alright, so we see it's sort of another weird-looking map, but he wrote the word deadline on it. So I guess that's the catchphrase that we need. And it's the creepy shack that we were trying to get into. Go figure. So let's head back to the jungle. To the creepy shack.
What's the word?
Deadline.
The door opened, but there's nobody there. Spooky. Yeah.
Welcome, Guybrush.
The voodoo lady. Boy, am I glad to see you. I've got so many questions.
There'll be time enough for questions later. But first, hand me the LeChuck Slayer.
The what?
The cursed cutlass of Kaflu. Now that LeChuck has been destroyed, the cutlass must be ritually dismantled in a soul-chilling voodoo ceremony to ensure that his evil never reawakens.
Yeah, about that.
That cutlass recipe you gave me was a dud. I followed your recipe to the letter, but Elaine messed it up. I kind of had to ad-lib your cutlass recipe.
I tried to destroy LeChuck with the cutlass, but I had to make some last-second substitutions, and there were some complications.
What manner of complications?
Well, the cutlass didn't so much annihilate LeChuck as it turned him human.
What?
I couldn't believe it either. Personally, I think it's a trick.
A human LeChuck? This is troubling.
Can you help me?
I'll do as much as the fates allow, but I fear that you will not like what I have to say.
That's the voodoo guy person we got again.
What's that?
Yeah. This sounds like the same voodoo person we got again earlier in the other games.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, because it wasn't the last one of the last ones.
Yeah, it's the same voodoo lady.
Cool. She's alright. She's a good person.
Is she? Can you help me get off Flotsam Island? Can you tell me if Elaine is okay? Have you got anything for my hand?
Have you got anything for my hand? I think I may have picked up a rash somewhere.
Fascinating.
And itchy. Can you fix it?
No.
Then what in the name of Satan's come over are you good for, you bloated old sea hag?
What was that?
That was the pox of LeChuck.
Who the what now?
The pox of LeChuck. When your improperly enchanted cutlass turned LeChuck into a human, all the evil voodoo juju within him had to go somewhere. Were you touching him at the time?
I was. Does that explain the antisocial behavior and the crude gestures?
Yes. Some of LeChuck's evil has seeped into your hand.
Do you have a cure?
No. But I know where you can find one.
I feel a piratey quest coming on.
To eliminate the pox of LeChuck, you must seek out La Esponja Grande.
The big sponge?
La Esponja Grande is no ordinary sponge, Treepwood. It is a legendary sea sponge with incredible voodoo exfoliating abilities, capable of absorbing limitless quantities of voodoo mojo.
Where can I find it?
I have never seen it myself, but a former friend of mine, Coronado de Cava, spent many years searching for it. I last saw him in the Jerkbait Islands. Take this locket to him, and tell him I vouch for your character.
I'll get right on it after I find Elaine.
That would be unwise, Guybrush. The pox of LeChuck must be eliminated before it spreads.
Whatever.
Take advice for once, please.
You know, you've been helping me out for years, and I still don't know your name.
Names have power, Guybrush Treepwood. Only a fool willingly gives it away.
Does my name have power?
Sure, why not?
Then he's a fool.
Can you tell me if Elaine is okay?
The view is hazy. Ask again later.
Later? But she could be in danger, or dead, or worse.
I only know what the spirits reveal, Guybrush Treepwood.
Can you help me get off Flotsam Island? I've got a ship, but it won't do me any good with these crazy winds.
I'm afraid the winds of Flotsam are controlled by forces beyond my control, Guybrush. Perhaps someone in town can help you.
Well, this has been disturbing, but I've got an island to escape, a wife to find, and apparently a giant voodoo-sucking sponge to hunt.
May the fates guide you, Guybrush Treepwood.
Hey, what's this?
Knock, knock.
Guybrush, don't.
Who's there?
No.
It's me, Guybrush Threepwood, Mighty Pirate.
It's me, Guybrush Threepwood, Mighty Pirate.
You fool.
What?
I've spent months crafting a pyrite parrot of Petaluma, and you've ruined it before it was finished. Now I'll have to start all over.
Sorry.
Let's see. Bookshelf.
Hey, I bet one of those creepy voodoo books could come in handy.
This is not a lending library, Threepwood. Merely intoning the titles of these forbidden tomes can inflict a curse on uninitiated tongues.
Yeah, right.
Oh no. Oh no.
Chicken hearts for the soul. What to expect when you're expecting zombies? Screams of my father. Z is for zombie. The new Joy of Hex, a gourmet guide to spellmaking in the 1590s.
can't say them anymore. Voodoo Shrine.
What's this?
That is a shrine to Noa Treblig, keeper of the crossroads.
Yeah, I remember when, since I pre-ordered this, when they were making it,
if you're done with this, can I have it?
Fine. It's of no use to me now.
Who's the studliest pirate in the whole wide world?
Brock! It's me, Guybrush Threepwood, Whitey Pirate.
He disapproves of this.
Oh, God. He's nuts.
Oh, yeah. I gotta see if I can find... what I was about to say was when they were making the game, they put a bunch of forum posts in like the members-only section for the people who pre-ordered it of like suggesting names of books and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I gotta find... I gotta find the ones that I... They didn't use mine, sadly, but... they were pretty funny, I thought.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else is in this room? Interesting bottle.
What's this?
Ah, as he swipes it. Have guided you well. That is a bottle containing an ancient scroll left behind by the Vakalians, the former inhabitants of Flotsam Island.
Ancient scroll, huh? Do you think it can tell me anything about these messed up winds?
Perhaps. But first, you'll have to figure out how to break the unbreakable bottle I've sealed it in.
Unbreakable bottle? Why would you do that?
Some secrets are too dangerous to fall into mortal hands, Threepwood.
Anything else you want to tell me about this scroll in the bottle?
I purchased the scroll from a bitter old pirate named Magee. Make of that what you will.
Okay. Voodoo chest.
It's locked.
Yes, and it will remain locked until it's ready to reveal its secrets many moons from now.
Now it's called the Chest of Foreshadowing.
Okay.
So they've identified That's a prop worrying. That will be used in the future. It's funny. Hey, what the heck is that? Something fell on the ground. Weather vane.
Guess this thing fell off the roof when I had my little LeChuck episode. I should get shouty more often.
Oh god, that worries me.
Looks like the wind gods of Flotsam are pointing that way.
Okay. Let's get out of here, I guess.
If any of you guys listen to Hitchhiker's Guide, LeChuck could do as a good Vogon.
What?
Oh, Hitchhiker's Guide. If you listen to that, these guys called Vogons in the beginning. They like to shout a lot.
Oh.
Hey there, Threepwood. Hey, you mind if I get your pirate on the street opinion about the Death Cloud?
Death Cloud?
Pirate on the street.
Whoa.
The Death Clan.
Pox of LeChuck. Cloud.
The Pox of LeChuck? Pox of LeChuck. Nah. Too on the nose. Not enough pizzazz. Death Cloud is punchier. More in your face, more. Ooh, I'm gonna die. Well, I got sick pirates to interview. See ya. Unicorns! Get your hand-blown glass, unicorns!
Maybe he can open this unbreakable bottle.
What can you tell me about this bottle?
Arr, that'd be one of me special unbreakable bottles.
Unbreakable? Ah! There isn't a bottle alive that's a match for my gift for destruction. Impressive.
He just hit himself in the head with it three times.
Jagged crystal reefs. Ow. Tougher than diamonds.
Weird. But what do you do if you want to open one of these unbreakable bottles in order to, say, look at an ancient scroll you've cleverly sealed inside?
That's a good question, lad. Here, show you how it's done. I use this little beauty to chip off flakes from the reefs and to crack open bottles like this one.
Whoa!
Huh.
So let me get this straight. Your unbreakable bottles are, in fact, opened by breaking them?
Don't get cute, Blackbeak. Break other things too, you know.
Look, a three-headed monkey.
Hey, keep your grubby mitts off me, bottle breaker.
Oh. All right. Well, we've now got this map and this locket.
I just bet that Hemlock's map holds the secret to getting off this island and back to Elaine.
Oh,
but how
I
will
see.
I get it out of that unbreakable bottle?
Hey, Andrew.
Yeah.
I'm about to send you a message. I just wanted to point out that you the next message I send you on IRC, you should not read it out loud.
Okay.
In case you're inclined to do such things by default.
That's fine.
There should be plenty of disk space there. That'll make more sense after you've read it.
Yeah. Alrighty, cool. Yeah, I'll
Thanks.
Put that stuff up there.
Cool.
I forgot about that. Alright, so I need to... Oh, damn the escape button again.
Oh.
So it's going to keep happening. Alright, so
yes,
I need to get...
I'm familiar with wonky things like that.
Yeah.
Could you use your nifty bottle-breaking tool to break open a bottle for me?
Of course!
Oh,
great.
Good.
That could be 37 pieces of 8.
What? I haven't got any pieces of 8.
Well, then I guess I won't be breaking any bottle for you.
Hmm.
Wow. Never thought I'd see a pirate selling glass unicorns for a living.
Aye. And I never thought I'd see a talking baboon. So I guess we're even.
Okay.
This is a weird track. It's got a second track playing different music and weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't notice that. It does.
Yeah. Alright, so how do I get this guy? What do I have to do to steal his bottle breaker? I forgot altogether. I could swear it
wow.
involves...
Never thought I'd see a pirate selling glass unicorns for a living.
Breaking something.
Aye, and I never thought I'd see a talking baboon. So I guess we're even.
Oh, well, the one place we have not been yet is on our newly acquired ship.
Hmm.
Let's go up there.
Welcome aboard, sir.
Ben Winslow? What are you doing here?
If it's all right with you, Captain, I'd like to stay aboard as your first mate.
I don't know.
Aw. Let's see. I really don't want a first mate who'll be trying to seize my ship. I really don't want a first mate with major internal injuries. I really don't want a first mate who hasn't sailed in 2 years. I really don't want a first mate at all. I'm a bit of a loner.
The internal injuries.
I really don't...
Jolly good, sir. You won't regret it, mark my words. Now, if you'll excuse me, I believe some of my stitches have
I guess that has, does that happen for every one of
the
options.
The winds ever change.
Yeah. It's kind of,
you want a first mate is going to fall apart.
It's kind of a running gag with these kind of games, because basically in any game, and that's the reason why adventure games that are funny are the best, because what they allow you to do, what they allow the developers to do is they can present you a joke. You know, an extra set of jokes, you know, because by dialogue options that don't lead to anywhere. Just by reading them, then they've provided you with more entertainment, you know?
Yeah.
Which is always pretty cool. Let's turn the wheel.
Yes, it's a rollicking pirate adventure for me.
just as soon as the winds start blowing away from the island.
Darn. Okay. That obviously doesn't help. There's
it's a detailed map of the entire Gulf of Melange. This thing will come in handy if I ever get off this Fischlinger Island.
Quarters.
I'll sleep when I'm dead. Or later tonight.
Okay. Oh.
That's the main mast of the Screaming Narwhal. Or main tree.
It's literally like, hey, there's a big cheese wheel.
Monster. Yeah. Ooh. Still, maybe I'll find some starving rats who will eat it.
Okay, what's in the hatch?
There'll be plenty of time for frolicking in the ship's hold later.
Tar barrel.
That's a tightly sealed barrel of tar, used for patching up cracks and hazing bosuns.
Okay. I guess there's nothing else on the ship we need. Oh, there is one thing we can try that I've not clicked on yet.
I've got a ship again. Now, if only these stupid winds would stop sucking, I could sail away and find Elaine.
Here we go. Let's use the cannon.
Hey, it's one of those spiffy new Hungarian easy action cannons I've been begging Elaine to let me buy.
Ha! Whoa!
The wind's really doing a number on that cannonball.
Hey! Unicorns! Me beautiful unicorns!
That's what he gets.
You smashed all his stock with your cannon.
I did. Thanks to these bizarre winds. And now, the unbreakable bottle breaker is here.
It's amazing how many of life's problems are solved by indiscriminate cannon fire.
Yeah. Now we can use this thing with the bottle.
Okay, let's break some bottles.
When I keep hearing that sound effect, off, I keep thinking something has happened on my system because I have the standard Apple glass sound effect.
That's funny.
Ow! Looks like I'm going to have to get my hand under control if I want to break this bottle.
All right, I guess we'll have to go see the doctor. It's a good thing there's a doctor on this island, I guess. What's the sign say?
The doctor is in.
Hey!
Bonjour!
Hi there, are you a doctor?
Mais oui, I am the Marquis de Singe, former court physician to King Louis himself.
And who might you be?
Hey,
Guybrush
Threepwood.
That's
the one that you got to find.
Zit!
What's that?
Isn't that the character you got to find? One of them?
What do you mean?
Oh. The rude guy?
Huh?
Yeah, oh, it doesn't matter.
Didn't quite come through properly.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I thought it was something we had to find.
I don't know. This is the first time we've done this. Remember?
We actually did some part of it, but we didn't finish it, yeah.
Right. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Your hand.
Yeah, I seem to have come down with something.
This is fantastic. We must investigate at once. Très intéressant alors. And you say your sick little hand has a mind of its own?
Yeah, it keeps hitting people, making rude.
Oh my god. Do you remember that? What? Well, who was it? Was it Da Vinci that drew that picture of like a person like from the front with different angles? It was like, you know what I'm talking about? I forget what it's called. I don't know. but there's a version of it on here, but it's like a pirate with a hook for hand and everything. It's funny.
Gestures, doing all sorts of stuff I'd never do. Well, not without a really good reason, anyway.
Fascinating.
So, can you fix it?
Monsieur Threepwood, you have my word as a former physician of the court of King Louis that by the time you leave here, your misanthropic hand will never trouble you again.
Let's see.
A friend of mine says that my hand is cursed with a voodoo pox that can only be cleared up with a magical sponge.
Voodoo? Voodoo is nothing but unenlightened baby jabber for the ignorant and superstitious masses. The only path to true knowledge is via a rigorous scientific inquiry, preferably conducted by a suitably aristocratic mind.
So my pox...
is nothing more than a disease. A disease we will cure with science!
Okay.
Scientifically speaking, what do you think is the cause of these crazy winds swirling around Flotsam?
Ah, yes, the winds. Personally, I'm convinced that they are a rare but perfectly natural meteorological phenomenon caused by a Lagrange inversion of the atmospheric humors in the upper troposphere, causing a countercyclonic...
Forget I asked. So how did a dazzling urbanite like yourself wind up in a sleepy pirate island like Flotsam?
Ah, mon ami, that is a tale of triumph and tragedy. Many years ago, I was a young physician in the court of King Louis. Those were 80 days, tending to the many ills of the aristocracy, navigating scandalous palace intrigues. I was a rising star in the scientific firmament.
And then? I mean, then?
A conspiracy of jealous scientists accused me of performing inhuman crossbreeding experiments with the Queen's poodles!
Scientists can be so catty.
The king was outraged and ordered me exiled on this deserted tropical island.
Deserted? Then you were the first?
Oui. Happily, my solitude was short-lived, as the merry winds of Flotsam have conspired to bring me many new pirate patients over the years. Incroyable!
So, Doc, what's the verdict?
Oh, monsieur, you are a very lucky man.
I am?
Ah, oui. The disease spreading through your saucy little parrot hand is like nothing I've ever seen before.
That doesn't sound very lucky.
In fact, somewhere in that oozing appendage may lie the secret to life.
Oozing appendage.
May? Hey, nice going, hand.
I'll know more after I cut it off.
What?
Oh!
Ah, he threw us in a chair and locked it.
But of course, Monsieur Threepwood. The only cure for a hand that infected is a quick, clean amputation.
Amputation? Isn't that a little rash?
No, it's a very big rash, which is why we'll have to amputate. But not to worry, monsieur. Your hand won't feel a thing thanks to my specially concocted grog anesthetic.
Ow!
Now, if you'll just relax here a few minutes, I'll be in the back sharpening my petite guillotine blade. We don't want to cut off our hand with a dull blade now, do we?
Well, I guess you have a point there.
You're out of here.
All right, he left the key.
But at least my hand seems under control for a while. I better figure out a way out of this tastefully appointed abattoir before the Marquis de Crazy Pants comes back.
He's a crazy man.
Yeah. Let's see. It looks like we're capable of turning left and right. And, here's one.
It's a key. I can't reach it from this position. Feats don't fail me now. Score one for the pirate with the pointy feet.
There's a monkey in a cage, and then there's a skeleton over there that's holding another key. There's pictures and a bell, and there's two petals on the ground. What is that?
What?
I don't know. Someone's like dropping stuff on the table.
I hope this works.
Oh, that's my fault.
Away a perfectly good key.
Sorry.
That's all right. Aha! The monkey is freedom. So
I'm at the desk with a laptop, and things are behind the laptop, which are very easily knocked over, and I'm rectifying the knocked over objects.
Monkey.
That'll take care of that problem.
After I take care of Monsieur Threepwood, it's back in the box for you.
All right.
Listen, monkey, if you and I work together, we can both bust out of this joint. What do you say? Are you with me? That's the universal symbol for yes.
All right, so I'm going to try to get us out of this scene here, and I think that's where we'll stop. So we freed the monkey. Now, what happens if I press the bell?
It's a cute little baby bell. I can't reach it from this position.
Oh, let's lean back so he can hit it with his foot. That makes the monkey change the slide. Now there's some kind of machine. Okay. For the cheese wheel. Let's hit another slide. It goes back to the picture of the person. Let's try one of these pedals.
This looks like it might do something interesting.
That lowers some cheese and makes the mouse turn activate a machine that electrocutes the monkey. Except the monkey's clapping.
Ouch! That looked unpleasant. Sorry.
Let's see what this does.
Bananas from heaven. Thanks, Banana God.
A banana fell from the ceiling. And the monkey ate it. Now he looks. So he's looking at the thing there. And now he's so he saw the picture of the person, and now he's standing on Guybrush. Okay, let's.
It's a cute little bell that.
Let's hit the slide thing again. All right, now let's drop the banana. So the monkey is now jumped over to the sign, or rather, he's over by the strange device.
I wonder what that does.
That is my experimental Foudre volume, which pulls lightning from the skies via these cute little voles.
Why would you do that?
Science!
Okay.
Crazy francophones.
Yeah.
Wait a sec. Is he enjoying this? It's a stack of pictures for that picture embiggening device over there.
Okay. Let's try, So, when he got zapped over there, he knocked over the picture of, the hand. Now, I'm not sure where it is, unless it got knocked into the slide mechanism. That doesn't appear to have been, so where the heck is it? Ah, here it is, right by our feet. Perfect.
All right, feet, make yourselves useful. All right, a gross picture of my grosser hand. Things are looking up. Whoops, I meant to do that.
So he kicked it into the slide collection. Now the monkey's placing the slide of the skeleton hand. And hopefully the monkey will now jump to the skeleton, which has the key to get us out of here. Okay, let's hit the shock pedal.
Wow, an electromagnetic monkey! I had a dream like that once. Only it was an iguana, not a monkey. And instead of a key, it was an ice cream cone. Plus, I was in my underwear for some reason. Wow, he seems excited about something.
Okay, now let's hit the slide thing again to make him come back to Guybrush, and we'll get the heck out of here, and then, hopefully, relatively shortly, Randy will be on. So, let's... Alright, we've got the slide of the person. Let's hit the banana pedal. come to Guybrush, monkey.
That's it. Come on, you magnificent magnetic monkey.
He's trying to grab the key with his mouth.
Gotcha! Now, to work the key into the lock. Ta-da!
Monsieur Threepwood, what do you think you're doing? Get back on the table at once.
Sorry, Doc, but I think I should get a second opinion. Thanks for numbing up my hand, though. All that flailing and slapping was getting on my nerves.
Wait!
The monkey will just zap himself.
Oh.
He's pleased about this.
Wait, stop! I must have your beautiful justifying hand! Come on!
Did he have a big smile on his
slovenly
face?
Pretty much.
Leaving their trash floating all over the place.
A parrot hunter, eh?
Kybrush is taunting him. Okay. So, with that, the game is saved. And, I'd say we're... I don't know, maybe three-quarters of the way through the first episode of Tales of Monkey Island.
That's really that short, huh?
Well, it's the first episode. So,
there's... No, episodic things are not always that short. I digress.
I don't know. Usually we can do a whole episode in an hour for Back to the Future. That was the case, and, So I would say that it's...
expected, then.
I would say that it's longer, since we couldn't finish it. So! Oops. Alt-tab too early. So, tune in next week, when we will continue Tales of Monkey Island... Chapter 1, Launch of the Screaming Narwhal, and we will start Chapter 2. And stay tuned in a little while. Hopefully Randy will be on. And that's about it. Goodbye.